So in November, a cruise ship left Fort Lauderdale, Florida to set sail for the Caribbean. More than a three-hour tour, and like any good cruise ship, it came fully equipped with cocktails, pool parties, cabaret performances.
We have to buckle down. Many of our Americans, their heads are in the sand.
I just can't figure out why our government doesn't be more aggressive than they are.
I'm just sorry that more members of my country don't get involved. They simply don't participate. They watch television. They haven't read the Bill of Rights. I carry it with me, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
So what is this cruise? I mean, it sounds like it could be a shipload of former hippie politicos, maybe.
Yeah.
Perhaps a Tea Party Express cruise.
Political columnists?
Could be. One thing it probably isn't is a singles group headed for Ibiza sounding there.
There's no cruise like that.
Oh, many, many cruises like that. But the 2,000 passengers on this ship were spies, former spies, and the curious. On a seminar cruise organized by former CIA official Bart Bechtel, and he invited past, present, and future intelligence officials, their wives, girlfriends, and interested parties. And in a moment of just dreadful judgment, also invited Tom Mangold along, our guest, a BBC journalist, who actually made a BBC radio documentary called Ship of Spies about the trip and the fascinating changing role and image of the CIA. Tom, what a great junket.
Hi, good morning. Tea Party Express, I love that. Just to correct you on one thing, there were 2,000 passengers and 900 crew, but there certainly weren't 2,000 former spies.
I see.
There were about 120 of them altogether, former spies, wives, girlfriends, hangers-on, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
And so what was it like? I mean, this is sort of a sub-seminar of a larger cruise, but I imagine they stuck together pretty well.
Well, it was strange, really, because they'd booked three lecture rooms on promenade deck number three between the gambling and the gift shop. They just sat down all day when we were at sea, and they had lectures, they showed films, they showed a couple of my films, which is why I was there. They had confidential briefings, and they were really very serious people indeed. You know, they wore collars and ties. It wasn't, one wouldn't say it was President Obama's fan club. You didn't have beards, you didn't wear sandals, and you certainly didn't speak about WikiLeaks there.
Indeed. And Porter Gause, the former head of the CIA, was among them. And he sort of stated for you in your documentary what the purpose of the trip was here. Listen.
This is not a pleasure trip for me. This is a trip to spread the message about how important the intelligence function is. The intelligence community is under attack, badly understood. The civil libertarians are trying for scalps. There's all kinds of indignities. And our commitment to war is a little uneven at this point. In fact, the matter is we are at war, but it's not evenly understood.
That's Porter Gause speaking with, it sounds like, candor, Tom Mangold. Do you think he was being completely straightforward with you there?
Yeah, that's very, very Porter Gause. I've known him for a long time. He's a smashing guy, and he tells it the way that it is. Look, there are two things that worry some of these senior ex-spooks. The first one is the image of the CIA. It's taken quite a knock since 9/11. And since the CIA became far more paramilitary than it's ever been. And secondly, the main speakers here, there were two main speakers, Porter Gause and General Mike Hayden, are absolutely convinced that the United States and the West is at war with Islamic fundamentalism, and they don't feel the message has got through. So they decided to come on this seminar and address, I have to say, I think mostly people who were already converted, but they address them on these particular subjects.
Well, we're going to talk about the sort of networking potential here, and we actually do have Mike Hayden on tape here. But identify this character. I mean, you go on a typical cruise to the Caribbean, you don't hear people talking about whether or not to use torture. Torture is not generally a subject of conversation on cruise ships. Listen.
Is it really the belief of most Americans that if we capture a terrorist, that we have to provide him a lawyer, read him his rights, and tell him he can remain silent, give him a nice jail cell, and if we can't get him to trial because we didn't smile at him the right way within 2 years, that he can go back out and do more terror? No, most Americans think, have you guys lost your minds?
There with the sound of, it sounds like slot machines behind him. Who is that speaking?
I'm pretty sure that was Portagos again. And you may be right about the slot machines, because we were just sort of a stone's throw away from a mini Las Vegas. So it was quite bizarre. The whole situation there was quite bizarre, because they were really serious people who care passionately about these subjects. And yet here we were on a cruise where people were getting absolutely drunk. They were eating themselves to death. They were dancing. They were gambling 24/7. It was bizarre, but it was great fun. And you can imagine it made the subject of a damn good documentary.
Well, General Mike Hayden here is speaking. Of course, he was director of the Central Intelligence Agency, has had a long career as a four-star general, former director of the National Security Agency. So he knows the inside of the U.S. intelligence establishment like almost no other person. Here he is speaking. And again, I want to assess, after we listen to this, your sense of his candor here.
I have a view that forced with very, very difficult decisions, very, very good people have to make very hard choices.
Now,
let's move on to the more important question. Did it work? Yes, it did. I revisited this issue with people who knew. And what they gave me was, he told us information. It would be described as nominal. He clammed up. We decided to use enhanced techniques on him. The enhanced techniques included waterboarding, at which point he became a gusher of information.
General Mike Hayden, of course, talking about people who were tortured or waterboarded and gave up a lot of useful information. How do you assess that on a Caribbean cruise ship?
Well, you know, I'm a great fan of the United States. And one of the things I love about the United States is its openness and its candor. Here is one of the most senior, recently retired spooks in the United States, who comes down to my cabin, sits down there in his Caribbean shorts and his baseball hat, and talks unrestricted for 90 minutes on BBC radio about some of the most sensitive subjects the CIA can talk about.
So, Tom Mangold, I have to ask you, gusher of information after waterboarding, did you believe
him? Well, that was unfortunate.
Did you believe him? Did you believe him?
I just didn't like the use of the word gusher and waterboarding. Did I personally believe him? No.
Wow.
No.
Well, it's a great piece of sound in your documentary, and I have to say, I felt like I was on the ship along with you.
Well, it was extraordinary. It's something that couldn't happen in the United Kingdom. I cannot imagine two former senior spooks from MI5 and MI6 actually talking to reporters on an open Caribbean cruise.
Well, once again, we in the States do you folks over there in the UK a great favor. Tom Mangold, thanks so much for being with us. Journalist and author who went on the spy cruise and made the BBC radio documentary Ship of Spies about a trip with about 100 or 200 spies and their wives touring the Caribbean. Fascinating stuff.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry, and we're not spooks. This is The Takeaway.